Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Moses instructing Israel to slaughter lambs and apply blood to their doors, highlighting how the Passover foreshadows Jesus as the ultimate sacrificial lamb. Today's Bible verse is from Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 23. Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and procure lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover victims. Then take a bunch of hyssop, dipping it in the blood that is in the basin. Apply some of this blood to the lintel and the two doorposts, and none of you shall go outdoors until morning. For when the Lord goes by to strike down the Egyptians, seeing the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door and not let the destroyer come into your houses to strike you down." That's Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 23.
The Passover, huh? It may seem like a strange ritual to us nowadays, but for the Jews, it held tremendous significance. It was more than just a cultural tradition or a tasty meal. It was a way for them to connect with their past, to remember where they came from. When they observed the Passover, it was as if they were transported back in time to that original night when they were freed from slavery. Think about that for a moment. Imagine being able to relive such a momentous event, to feel the same emotions, and to experience the same sense of liberation. It was a spiritual experience, a reminder of God's power and faithfulness. And that's where we find the beauty in it all. God knows just how to reach us, how to guide us. He starts with what we know, what is familiar to us. For the Jews, that was the Passover. It was something they had been observing for generations. And from there, little by little, God led them to something even greater, the ultimate Lamb of God, Jesus. You see, the Jewish Passover was just a foreshadowing, a glimpse of what was to come. It pointed to Jesus, the Son of God, who would become our Passover lamb. Just like the blood on the lintel and doorposts protected the Israelites, Jesus' blood, shed on the cross, protects us from the consequences of our sins. When we stop and think about it, it's truly mind-blowing. God's love for us is so incredible that he was willing to give his one and only Son, Jesus, as our Passover lamb. Jesus willingly laid down his life so that we could be reconciled with God, so that we could be freed from the chains of sin and death. And here's the most amazing part. When we believe in Jesus, when we accept him into our lives, we receive the gift of eternal life. It's not something we earn or deserve, it's simply a gift of grace. We are forgiven, we are made new, and we have the assurance of spending eternity with God. So as we think about the Passover and its significance, let's also take a moment to reflect on the incredible journey that led us to Jesus. Let's remember God's faithfulness throughout history, how he has been working in the lives of people since the beginning of time. And above all, let's express our gratitude to God for the ultimate sacrifice he made for us, sending Jesus, our Passover lamb, to save us from sin and death. It's a sacrifice that we could never repay, but one that we can honor and cherish with our lives. So my friends, as we go about our days, let's keep the Passover in mind. Let's remember the story, the symbolism, and the profound truth that it points to. And let's live in the freedom and grace that Jesus has provided for us. It's a gift that we can't forget and one that we should share with others.
Let's offer a prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the profound truths we've explored today. Thank you for the Passover and its profound connection to Jesus, our Passover lamb. Help us carry the significance of this revelation in our hearts as we go about our lives. Strengthen our faith and deepen our understanding of your love and faithfulness. May your presence be a guiding light in our journey, and may we continue to grow in our knowledge and appreciation of you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining in today's discussion and exploration of faith and spiritual insights. As we part ways for now, we want to express our gratitude for your presence. May you carry the wisdom and inspiration gained from our time together into your life's journey. Share these blessings with others, and may they find light and encouragement through your words and actions. Until we meet again, be blessed and take care. Goodbye.